Our next speaker is from the Rotherham 12 campaigner. He'll tell you more about who the Rotherham 12 are, but they're on trial at the moment at Sheffield Crown Court. 12 Asian men from Rotherham who, after an anti-fascist demonstration, were arrested by the police when in fact they'd been set on by fascists. To put it in a nutshell, and Dick will tell us more. He's been attending the court for the last 3 weeks, and it's nearly at conclusion, and he'll fill us up. So please welcome Dick as well.
Jeannie mentioned at the beginning that there is a rise of Islamophobia and racism, and I guess we're all here tonight because of that. There is a specifics about Rotherham that makes it especially worse. When the Jay report came out, every single right-wing group in the country says Rotherham is a place we can make the equation, all Muslims, paedophiles, and that's exactly what they've been doing. So since the Jay report came out, there's been 14 right-wing demonstrations. You name it, they went to Rotherham. There's been protests by the EDL outside the police station, and the whole tenor of the reporting and the mood music coming from elsewhere has emboldened the racists. And it came to a head when a grandfather in Rotherham called Mohsin Ahmed was murdered on his way back from the mosque. And all of the previous demonstrations, the Muslim community, by and large, said, we'll stay home. The police addressed the community leaders and said, stay at home, don't get involved, they'll go away, it'll all be fine. When Mohsin Ahmed was killed, the community had meetings and said, look, we have to do something. And so they told the police that they were going to demonstrate. And the police said there will be zero tolerance on the demonstration. So the demonstration was by an organisation called Britain First. The Muslim community came out, 400, 500 people. It was mixed demonstration. And there was a conflict outside a pub called the William Fry. The William Fry is a haunt of racists. This is accepted by the prosecution. They've listed something like 10 individuals who were drunk and threw bottles. And they're a mixture of racists and fascists. They're in the EDL, the BNP, Section 5, Yorkshire's Finest, and I've probably left some out. But one of the, and I'm not using the word fascist sort of loosely, one of the witnesses for the prosecution from the pub said, are these people racist? And she said, no. And it was pointed out to her that there's a photograph with them doing a Nazi salute. And she said, well, I don't know what that means. I don't consider why anyone should take offence of this. And they said, you don't know about any of these. She says, no, I didn't study geography at school. So I'm not using the words flippantly. So Michael Mansfield's defending them. So there was a conflict outside the pub, and Michael Mansfield did a really cruel attack. And if he was in a Derbyshire police, I'm sure you'd be interested. But what he said about Inspector Butterworth was he was like Manuel in Fawlty Towers. So he was asked, do you know about Section 5? He said, no, I don't know anything about Section 5. Okay. Do you know of the reputation of the William Fry? No, I don't know about the reputation of the William Fry. Do you know what the dispersal plans at the end of the march was? And he said, well, people could go anywhere. But the person directly under him said that wasn't the case. They had to go past the William Fry. So crowds, many of the defendants just wanted to show their respect for Mohsin Ahmed, turn up, and maybe 20 minutes in All Saints Square in the centre of Rotherham and disperse. They were not allowed to disperse. They were forced to stay together and walk up to the town hall speeches, and then they were forced to disperse via the William Fry. And this is all accepted by the prosecution, that the defendants were dispersing peacefully, thinking that was all done and dusted, and they walked straight past the William Fry. They were greeted by really seriously foul abuse, Packy Peter. There had been reports from the prosecution that these people had been drinking from 1:30. It's dubious the time, 1:30 or 2:30. He changed his mind. But they'd been drinking, they were drunk, and according to the prosecution, they started the fight with the abuse and with hurling pint bottles. They'd finished the pint they were having and throw them at the children on the demonstration. So for the defendants, the case is, well, what constitutes self-defence? And the main theme of the Rotherham 12 campaign is self-defence is no offence. And the stakes are incredibly important. There's the legal technical argument about what constitutes self-defence. So if you believe you're under threat, you're allowed to defend yourself. So there's a load of technical arguments going on about what you're allowed to do at what point and so on. But if you take a step back, it's not one of the defendant's barristers was just summing up, and that's where we are at the case now. They've just finished the summing, the defendant's cases, and the judge is just coming. But this barrister for the defence, I think, put it really, really clearly. He said, here's a group of people that were, they're family people, they had taken their kids on a demonstration, weren't looking for trouble. If you're looking for trouble, you don't bring kids along with you. So they're out, they're feeling relaxed, they were all dispersing, nice protest, and so on. And they sail into this really filthy verbal abuse, drunken elements, one of your numbers been killed within the last couple of weeks, and bottles are being hurled at you. And there was retaliation. The degree of retaliation, I found it astonishing from the public gallery. One punch that hit, a couple of punches missed, one bit of glass was thrown, and one empty bottle was thrown towards the fascists, in spite of numerous bottles coming the other way. The response was breathtakingly small. The stakes are incredibly high. It's as simple as this. If the Muslim community feels that it cannot demonstrate against this level, absolute constant level of abuse, and cannot protest on the streets when one of their members, a grandfather, is murdered, then it has massive implications for all of us. And so we don't know what will happen. The judge is summing up now, and there's technical arguments, as I say. It looks as though he'll finish summing up on Monday. But whatever the outcome, I mean, if we win, we must all have a big celebration and say, it is safe, we can demonstrate and so on. If we lose, that is, any of them are found guilty, two have pleaded guilty, there's a technical argument. If you've got, you need three for violent affray. So the judge is going to have to rethink those two guilty verdicts if they all get off. If they don't all get off, I think we need a huge campaign just to make people aware of what goes off. If you're on a peaceful demonstration, sail into filthy fascist and racist abuse and bottles, then who is the guilty ones? It's not the people who weren't looking for trouble on that day. And so look for the result. The jury should be out next week. Who knows how long that will take. But if any of them are found guilty, I hope you'll all take part in the defence campaign and spread the word.